Harbor Machining.
Hi, is Gary there?
Messi calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Alright, one moment.
Okay.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, Gary, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, yeah, I know you're busy. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to follow up on some finance offers. Bank mailed out to the business. But
actually, you know what? We're really, this sounds weird, but we're really good, and I don't need any money. I got too much. We're good.
You got too much money. That's good. Well,
we're good.
Well, how's business been for you so far? You guys been busy?
It's going good. It's going good. Can't complain. It's all good. And
it's all good, yeah.
Yeah, okay. we're set, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much anyway, so.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to, you know, circle back. Like I said, we do equipment financing and working capital, and yeah, it looks like we had you guys pre-approved for up to like 250K.
Right. So well, yeah, fortunately for us, I mean, it's just kind of, we don't really need anything, and things mm-hmm. are going really good, so we're good.
That's good. Well, have you used like working capital in the past or ever had a need to?
Well, in the past, but we don't need to anymore. So we're
We're
pretty. We got some deep pockets these days, so it's all good right now.
that's good. That's good. Well, I mean, if we get you an extra 250K, is there anything you can do with it? You know, to help the business grow or?
I don't really need anything right now. We're set. Yeah. We're set pretty good right now. We'll see what the future holds in for us. But right now, we're good. Our machines are. We're good, yeah. And just we don't really need anything. We're full capacity right now, and
full capacity. Okay.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is you know, I get more machines, I have to get more people, and that's
yeah.
the biggest pain in the ass of the whole thing is finding people that want to work. You know.
Have you had trouble with that getting?
Yeah, they don't want to work. They want to collect unemployment. They want me to pay them under the table. I laugh. I go,
oh, really?
Double dipping. You can't get out of here.
Do they really? They ask you to pay them under the table?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Type of?
We're in the machining industry.
Oh, you're in the machining industry? Okay.
Yeah. So we make precision medical tooling for, you know, our biggest customers like Edwards Lifesciences, all the heart valve stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
And sleep apnea machines. So.
Uh-huh.
For Philips Respironics. So.
Oh, okay.
We do, you know. Basically 90% all medical, but then we do a lot of other stuff too. So
yeah.
It's just hard finding good people that want to work. No one wants to work these
really?
Days. So yeah, it just sucks. I mean, that's the biggest problem I have. So I could take more work on, but I turn work down about every other day. I'm turning jobs down. I go, I can't. I'm booked.
Yeah.
And I don't have. I could say yes, but I'm not gonna be able to deliver. And mm-hmm. it's just going to put me under the gun, and then I got to train new guys, and it's just tough. We're good right now, and I don't need
your
headaches.
No, I hear you. And is there like,
go ahead.
Like the machinery, is there types of machinery coming out where they kind of, you know, eliminate that employee aspect? Or like
well,
machinery?
There is. There's, you know, like machines that pretty much do everything, and mm-hmm. we have some of those.
Yeah. Are they like a pretty effective, or are they?
Well, yeah, they're really, but they're expensive, you know, a couple hundred thousand. But
oh, wow.
But you need the accounts for them, but, you know, mm-hmm. we happen to have some of those accounts, so it's all good, but we're small, but we're really profitable, and it's no headaches, you know. I mean, we have minimal headaches, but it's not like if I had a shop with 30 guys in it, forget that.
Have you ever gotten up to that big of a shop before?
Oh, no. I've run shops bigger than that. But,
oh, wow.
You know, I've no way. It's just headaches. So
yeah, it's just
small,
headaches.
With small, we got our little niche, and we're, you know, like we got a pretty good name out there. So people are always trying to get in the door, which is good for us. We don't have to advertise at all. Like these guys call.
Oh wow.
Do web pages and say, oh, what?
Yeah.
I don't really need to. And they go, what if? I go, yeah, what if?
You know? Yeah.
No, we don't. We make everything from guns to heart valves, and everyone knows that. So,
yeah. Well, how'd you kind of get started in the business? You said you used to run them, and then you just kind of started your own thing, or?
Well, I work for numerous machine shops, and then I used to work for a shop making wind tunnel models. Anytime you build a flight vehicle, you got to build a scaled down version of it, an actual replica. We did, you know, a lot of the UCAB models and all the latest, you know, the X-35 jets.
Oh, wow.
And Cessna jets and all kind of Delta IV rockets. And and I worked for those guys for a couple years on and off. And then met a lot of really good people, good contacts. And
kind of build your network.
Yeah, then I just, and then I contracted a lot before that. And just, like I tell a lot of people, I work for a lot of, you know, going through the years, you know, I work for some of the best shops, the top shops here in Orange County. And what went with that is I work for some of the best assholes in town, you know.
So
I learned what not to do, who to stay away from. And
and
then all these guys, they always go, when I open my own shop, they go, come back, work for me. I go, you guys are dicks. That's why I'm working for you.
You had to learn the hard way, right? And
right.
It works for you because you can kind of avoid that with other employees as well. But
yeah,
they just don't want to work, though, right?
Yeah, it's just hard to find guys who want to work, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know about your industry, but ours is, you know, it's a lot more, it's blue collar, so
yeah,
the people are a little gamier, we'll put it that way. But you know, and they're foreign too, and you can't understand them, and it's just, I just get
irritated. that's definitely in a tough spot right there. Try and, you know, break those boundaries, and then also get a reliable, you know, employee as well.
Like I hire guys that just walk in off the street, as long as they're willing to work. But those are some of my best guys. But the one guys that come in and, you know, they don't want to work, they want to take advantage. I just don't. You know, like, I'm not an Obama lover, we'll put it that way.
So. There's really not a lot of them out there. I think we're counting down the days, right?
they're jumping on Hillary or that. What's that other idiot's name that she's running with right now?
I can't even think of her.
Bernie?
Bernie.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Dude. I know. We'll see if Trump gets in there. I mean, it sounds,
I think it'd be great if he did, because he's saying the stuff a lot of people don't have the balls to say, and it's politically incorrect to say those kind of things. But
I'm
mad, man. We're pissed off.
I know. He's shaking up the system as it needs to, you know.
I don't want to say anything. I don't know nationality are, but
no,
a lot of these people that are voting for him are, you know, going, hey. Well, if he doesn't get in, man, the free ride's over. Shit.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to work.
And that's the sad part is, like, I was born and raised here. And, like, the sad part about here is they're not taking care of, like, the home team, you know? It's just too many free handouts.
Like,
yeah.
Like the vets and stuff. Like, Hillary turning her back. Oh, no, there's nothing going on in Benghazi. Nah.
Yeah.
We don't need this shit going on right now. We got to get Obama elected again. Nah. That's just, that's nothing. Don't worry about it, you guys.
Yeah.
It is, though,
yeah.
It's just, it's just crazy, man. It's, you know, then, but wait till Trump and Hillary go at it. That's going to be great, man.
I know. Everyone's gearing up for them. I think it's going to be great, yeah, when it comes up.
Yeah. Well, hey, anyways, I got to get going. It was nice talking
right.
to you. I wish I
it
could
do nice
business with
too.
You, but we're good.
All right. No worries, Gary. Well, if you don't mind, can I just send you some info? You know, you just have it in your back pocket in case something comes up.
Sure.
What's a good email for you?
GM.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus.
Okay. Is that?
GM at harbormachining.com.
Harbormachining.com. And Taurus, T-O-R-R-E-S?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I got it, Gary. I'll go ahead and shoot you an email in like 15 minutes, and I'll just kind of circle back like next quarter, just check in.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks for your time.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.